Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, and it's one of my favorite days. Dee Dee Hansen of The Growing Place, a licensed family and marriage and family therapist, joins us. We've been talking about positive psychology and focusing specifically on grit and perseverance, which a character trait, which we would call in the Christian community, the religious community, a virtue. And we're going to be discussing a certain verse in the Bible and kind of breaking it down and applying it to situations that we face in our daily lives. Gidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. We could briefly recap talking about, I always like to mention that much of this positive psychology came from the mission of
Character Lab.org.
Thank you.
Yes. And but not the Christian content.
Okay, not the Christian.
Just
content.
Just the positive psychology content.
I understand, but now we bring in the Christian aspect of it, which we would call more of a virtue.
Yes.
And what God is hoping that we do with our lives.
Yes.
And so what we're going to be.
Would you like
at
to read
Galatians?
Galatians, yes.
Galatians 6:9.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up.
That's it. That's perseverance.
Perseverance.
So sometimes we grow tired, mm-hmm. don't we, Jerry?
We do.
We grow tired of doing the right thing. Sometimes we do the right thing, we get punished for it.
Sometimes that happens.
You know? And so for some people, it happens a lot. And you just say, well, why am I doing all of this? It's not making any difference, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's that delayed gratification, that blessing that we're hoping for, seems so far away.
Sometimes, though, do we know if we're doing the right thing? Maybe we're doing the right thing for what we think is best for us, for our own individual needs. I've done that where I thought, I'm going to do what I think is best for me.
Right.
And hopefully it'll be best for everybody else.
Yes.
So when you make those decisions, are we supposed to make the decisions based on what is best for us, what we think is best for us? And it might be the wrong decision. How do you
well,
know?
Well, I'll tell you what I do personally, and this may or may not work for you or the listener.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I personally resolve that is that I just ask God.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes God tells me you need to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do the right thing, and it's going to feel like a loss to you, but in the end, you'll find out it was a gain. And sometimes he says, hey, it's your turn to be blessed. You mm-hmm. don't have to keep giving away your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You can hold on to this one.
Yeah.
So that's the way I resolve it. But if you're not faith-based or you have trouble hearing the voice of God, then you can just make a list of pros and cons. Like if I make a decision and I go this way, what are the pros? What are the cons? If I make a decision and I go the other way, what are the pros and cons? Mm-hmm. And then you weigh it out and make your decision.
Okay.
But I don't operate that way personally.
Okay.
Because I don't know all ends. God does.
So, yeah, I remember when I was young, I would say, well, go where your nose leads you. I mean, that's such of a nothing answer.
That got me into so much trouble.
Yeah, and you don't, but It really weighing decisions is, and I know that doesn't, and they all kind of intermingle here. We've been talking about grit when things go bad and how to persevere, but sometimes when you're in the middle of the perseverance part of it, you need to make decisions and how best to make those decisions.
Yes.
What where should your focus be?
Well,
on
here,
you or the better here, society or what?
According to Galatians 6:9, our focus should be on doing what is good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells us what that is. If we don't know what that is, we can read in the Bible what God defines as goodness. So before we've been talking about how to persevere if things are going wrong, this verse is actually talking about how to persevere if things are going good. If mm-hmm. you're doing the right thing, but you're not seeing a good outcome,
mm-hmm.
it's saying don't give up.
Okay.
Keep doing what is good. Eventually, you're going to get the blessing. You're going to see a good outcome if you don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
So an example of this might be, let's say the goal is to get a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, and you're doing the good thing. You're saying no to the parties. You're saying no to the alcohol, to the drunkenness, and you're studying, and you're doing good, and you're doing right, and you look around you, and everybody around you is partying and somehow making the grades, and you know in your heart you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't party and live that way and still get your degree. So you might tell yourself, I'm going to do what's right, I'm going to do what's good, and at the right time, I will get that degree that I've worked so hard for.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be an example of it. But, Jerry, a lot of times we have regrets
mm-hmm.
about the decisions we've made.
You know, I was thinking about that. I heard Erwin Lutzer, who's one of my favorite pastors. He's on the radio. He's at the Moody's Church out of Chicago. I like him for a lot of reasons. He's a great speaker, great orator, really a smart guy. And somebody, Erwin Lutzer again is his name. And he also has a lot of Lutheran in him. He admires Martin Luther and what he went through. So he gave a series of sermons on marriages. He says, you know, we go through decisions in life and we say, you know what? And he says he faces this in marriage counseling a lot, where somebody would say, I should have married that woman, or if I just married that man instead, my life would have been so much better if I married that guy instead of this guy. And he makes the point, he says, you have no idea whether that's true.
That's
your
right.
life could have been much worse. And I think that's where regret comes in. Maybe sometimes we regret, got a commercial break, maybe we regret when there's nothing to regret. Maybe there's times we let our imaginations think, oh, if I had done this, it would have been better. Maybe not. And how are we able to cope with that? We'll talk a little bit about that after this break with Dee Dee Hansen over at The Growing Place. We'll be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
I have a buddy, I'll give his name. He left a job and went to go work at another television station. This is true, in a different part of California. This is a couple of years ago. He was not prepared for that job and wound up getting fired after about 6 months to 8 months because he was not ready for that job. And he had regret. He should have stayed here and stayed where he was at, and then continued to hone his craft, and then be ready. He left too soon, and so he has a lot of regret. But he thought he was making the right decision at the time, and so we have regret at the same time perseverance, and all of these things kind of commingle together in terms of trying to make decisions, trying to have character, have perseverance, grit, and then the word regret comes into the mix, and it muddles things up even more.
Yes, you're right, and we all have times that we have regretted, mm-hmm. and as you said before we went into the break, you're absolutely right in quoting Pastor Lutzer, that there are times when we really don't know if our regret is valid or not.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are other times when we know our regret is valid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll use a very trivial example, getting a speeding ticket.
Right.
Okay, when I speed, I know I should not be speeding.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can get away with it a lot, then I think it's okay,
uh-huh.
especially if I'm late.
Right.
But then one of these days I get caught and I regret
mm-hmm.
at that point, why did I put myself in this situation? I have this huge fine to pay or go and see all those gory take the rehab of all the gory accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have clients who have PTSD from going and seeing those films.
Uh-huh.
That the CHP, where the police show people,
right,
to cure them of. I actually have clients who cannot drive for years after that.
Uh-huh.
Because of what they have to see. So sometimes when we regret, we know absolutely for sure I made a wrong choice.
Yes.
This was a bad deal.
But in that case, Gidi, I think it's fair to say that the decision was based knowing you're doing something wrong. I know it's wrong to speed,
exactly,
but I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
Sometimes people make decisions where they think they're doing the right thing, but then
it ends up
not working out for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a tough one. And I think really, and a lot of times, the only way we're going to know is at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
When we're face to face with the Lord, you know, we can ask him,
yeah,
well, what about this situation?
Uh-huh.
You know, how did I do in that one? And, or we can even ask him before then, if we're willing to hear from him. But remember, the scripture we're looking at is telling us not to get tired of doing what is good. And a lot of times, you know, the Christian who really wants to live out his or her faith honorably and faithfully comes up with, you know, gets resisted in a lot of places, in a lot of venues. And I think it's as the days get darker, we're going to meet more and more resistance, and it's going to actually be persecution,
mm-hmm,
that we are coming up against. And this is when this scripture is going to mean a lot to us. Don't be tired of doing what is good. We've all seen the movies where the good guy is doing what is good and he's getting so much negative feedback that he wants to just go out and do what's wrong,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah.
Because the pressure keeps building on him, and somebody, you know, tearfully tells him, oh, you know, don't do that. You don't want to become one of them, and mm-hmm, and so on and so forth. So there are times when we need perseverance just to keep doing what we know is right when we're ready to give up.
And you know, maybe I've stumbled onto something. Let's say there are two paths you can go on, three paths, four paths. It doesn't mean you can't do God's will on any path which is chosen.
That's true.
Maybe the best path was path A. You know, it's kind of like, you know, let's make a deal. You have three doors,
yes,
to pick from.
Yeah.
You know, one of them is going to be a zonk. But even if it's a zonk, you know, it's something bad. Maybe there's some way that God could be glorified through picking the wrong door.
Yes, and it reminds me of that scripture from Romans 8:28. God works all things together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So he can work even my regrets, my mistakes, my sins,
mm-hmm,
whatever it is, into a good outcome if, mm-hmm, I persevere.
Right. Gosh, it is interesting, you know, when you really analyze it. I mean, I really enjoy, it makes me sometimes wish I had gone into the field that you've gone in, because I find it terribly fascinating. And you must yourself, I don't want to get sidetracked too much, but the complexities of the human brain and the decisions that are made with the brain and where we go, where we lead to, there are so many aspects of it. It's far deeper than I think any of us give any thought to.
I think you're absolutely right, Jerry, and I am fascinated by humankind.
Uh-huh.
I am fascinated, and my boss, Judy Thompson, often says, just when you think you know a client,
mm-hmm,
they do or say something that shows you don't really know them at all.
It really is true.
Yeah.
It really is true. I mean, I've known my wife for 20 years, married for 16, and
yes,
I'm sure there are secrets that she's going to take to her grave that I'll never know about. There are secrets that I'll take to my grave that she'll never know about. I mean, nothing, but just secrets,
yeah,
about our lives. I think we all have things that nobody knows about.
And, you know, going back to what you said a moment ago, we are the only thing in the Bible that we read is made in the image and likeness of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the closest thing on earth to God is a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, there's a mystery and a complexity about who we are that is beyond our fathoming.
We have one more segment on this show. We're talking to Gidi. Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. You can find out more about The Growing Place, tgplace.org, tgplace.org. We will finish things up after this break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
Okay, we're going to talk another scripture and try to analyze this in some detail with Gidi. What does the Bible say about perseverance? We've been going through a series of scriptures. We have one more we want to get through over the next, you know, 6 or 7 minutes or so. It comes from 2 Timothy 2, verse 12. Is that correct? Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. Seems pretty basic. What can we add to that?
Well, it's here the perseverance part comes with enduring hardship. Mm-hmm. So here Paul is telling Timothy and all of us that if we want to reign with him, with God in glory, if we want to make it to heaven, then we're going to have to endure hardship. But, you know, in terms of persecution, you think of the time that Paul wrote this. He was an outlaw. He was imprisoned. He, you know, the Romans were after him, and eventually they beheaded him. And so probably he was writing this to himself. You know, all he has to do is burn a little incense to the emperor and deny Jesus, and all his troubles go away. But he adds, if we deny him, meaning Christ or God, then Christ and God will deny us on Judgment Day. So he's telling us, endure the hard times, endure the persecution, endure whatever you have to endure, because you know what the end is going to be.
And this is interesting, because there is, I try not to give too much away of myself on these shows, but I'm unafraid to acknowledge this. I feel a degree of guilt in that I have never been challenged with my head literally on a chopping block. And what would I do if I were in that situation? And I hear about these Christians that have, and I think, I am so lucky, and I feel guilty because of that, because I have not endured that type of sacrifice. I haven't even come close to that type of sacrifice. Doesn't mean that in the next 10 minutes I won't come up with that type of sacrifice. I won't be presented with it. We don't know. But for Christians, and particularly in America, who lead a so much sheltered life, how does God look at us compared to those who've had to sacrifice for his name?
That is a great, great question. And the way I look at it is I have a two-prong answer here. The first thing is God looks for our willingness. He looks for our willingness to die for him. It doesn't mean we will have to, but we can cultivate the willingness no matter what our circumstances are. And the second thing is God gives the grace if that should come up in our circumstance. And I think of Corrie ten Boom, who did later in life, in her 50s and 60s, endure Auschwitz and the concentration camps. And she never thought her faith would be challenged or she would have to go through that. And she remembers what her papa told her. Her father said, Corrie, when do I give you the ticket to go on the train? And little Corrie said, just before I get on the train. And Daddy said, it's the same with God. He gives you the grace that you need to endure the hardship just before you need it.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because that's something I often think about. I don't want to get side. We only have a couple more minutes. I want to make sure we continue with where you wanted to finish the show.
Yeah. So we need to remember that if we endure hardship, our reward is great. It may be very easy to deny him, and especially in America coming up, the way things are going, the church is starting to get really persecuted. We're going to be told what we can teach and not teach. We're going to be accused of hate crimes, most probably. We're going to be lawbreakers sooner or later everywhere on the globe. I mean, that's what the Bible says, and that would include America. So we need to ask ourselves today, am I denying him in little ways? Am I, you know, deal with me now. This is my prayer. Deal with me now, Lord. I don't want to wait for the challenge to come along and then I have to scramble and decide what I'm going to do. Train me now, like an athlete is in training long before the race. where he's going to either, you know, win or lose. So that's the way I'm preparing, and I'm asking God, give me the willingness. I don't have the willingness. Of course I want to live. Who wants to mm-hmm. who wants to suffer and die? But the Holy Spirit who lives in me can give me the graces that I need to face the hour that I have to face.
Because right now, somebody were asked me, could I do that? I would say no. I pray that my prayer is that to give me the strength, the
exactly.
faith to be able to do that.
And the person who says he can probably doesn't know himself.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the night before Jesus was crucified, you know, Peter said, I'll go to death. I'll go to prison. Mm-hmm. I'll die for you. And the Lord turned and said, oh, you will? Tonight you're going to deny me three times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's much more humble and logical and reasonable to say, by God's grace, if I am faced with that, mm-hmm. Lord, I'm relying on you and you alone because I know it's not in me.
Yeah.
I know it's not in me.
Yeah.
Without God, I can't do anything.
You see, that's reassuring, too. That's reassuring, because I know that a lot of us think of that. I know a lot of people, you know, you come across people who say, well, I would not be able to do what these Christians are doing. I couldn't do that. And maybe they thought the same thing just 24 hours earlier.
Yes, uh-huh. could be. It could be. So we want to make sure we don't deny him.
Mm-hmm.
We can deny him in our actions. We can deny him in our thoughts and in our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the time that we can build up those muscles
mm-hmm.
of perseverance so that if we go through those days in America during our lifetime, we're in shape.
Or we're done with the show. Even just in regular, maybe nothing as dramatic or as, you know, life-giving as that, but just basic problems we have in our life to be able to persevere and
yes.
ask for God's help with that.
Exactly. Edie,
thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Boy, another good discussion. We will... be back next week, and actually be back tomorrow with more Live Local Talk. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a good day.